One Anchorage couple has transformed a rundown lot in the UMed district into an urban farmstead that produces most of the food they eat. They call it permaculture. Michelle Terrio reports.
This one right here.
Saskia Esslinger is showing me around her farm. During the summer months, she and her husband grow about 90% of the food they eat right here.
Yeah, so this is the third year for the strawberry patch, and I just cannot believe every other day I go out and pick it and I come back with this enormous bowl of strawberries, and it just blows me away, like, how wonderful and juicy they are. Here, we can try one.
It's not a 5-acre spread in Palmer. It's smack in the middle of Anchorage, in a neighborhood where yards are more likely to contain rusting car parts than vegetable gardens. But it's here that Esslinger and her husband Matt Oster have transformed a slightly larger than average corner lot into what they call the William Street Farmhouse, a working permaculture farm. It's the center of a small but growing back-to-the-land movement that's taking root in the middle of Alaska's largest city. Esslinger says that people don't realize the possibilities of urban farming.
I guess we're trying to teach people how to go back to the land, and that it is possible and doable up here in Alaska, in Anchorage itself. You know, a lot of people think they need to move out to the countryside and get 5 acres in order to be sustainable. And we're trying to show that it's sustainable on more of an urban scale or a suburban scale.
Permaculture means working with what you've got.
Well, permaculture is basically a design system to help you design systems that work with nature instead of against it.
The farmstead is practically bursting with fruits and vegetables. Rhubarb, raspberries, kohlrabi, arugula, even cherries, hardy kiwis, quinoa, and an ancient grain called amaranth. There's even an insulated chicken coop that doubles as a greenhouse. The chickens help to keep the temperature up.
Girls, do you want to work?
They say that growing things like cherries and kiwis in Alaska is possible. You just have to experiment and find the right varieties. Plus, though Alaska's growing season is short, its days are long and pests are few. Much of what's grown can be canned or otherwise stored for winter. Oster says that all translates to a lot of food. That strawberry plant, they've harvested 40 pounds of fruit from it so far this year.
We overlook how abundant growing food on a small scale for ourselves can be.
The couple envisions an Anchorage dotted with such farms. That vision isn't just about sustainability, they say. It's about security, too.
Alaska's emergency food supply is located in Portland, Oregon. So if there's a tragedy and for some reason they can't get that food up here, we're really stuck. We're really stuck. And the more we can provide our own food, the safer we're going to be if there is some sort of tragedy.
Esslinger and Oster have a business called Red Edge Design, which offers to design and even build food-producing urban farms for clients. The William Street Farmhouse is their best example of what that can look like. They say the point is to build a local food network right in Anchorage. Esslinger says that could mean savings on many fronts.
If we can grow some of our own food right here in our backyard, we're saving on so many different fronts. You know, it's not just the money to buy the food, but it's also that we're getting a much higher quality product. And if all of Alaska could do it, then we could, I don't know, I think we could actually be self-sustainable in some ways. You know, maybe not with our, we might still need to get olive oil and stuff like that and coffee, but, you know, most of our food we can eat locally.
But for now, it's time to taste the fruits of their labor.
That is amazing.
In Anchorage, I'm Michelle Terrio.